Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's monster cast from these Crossbreed Holster Studios begins anew, hour two. You heard me talking with Brandon Martin in Tucson at the campaign event. I'm telling you right now, we're going to talk a little bit about that campaign event with my next guest in just a moment. You also heard me talk about Joe Biden after I ran those tape segments with Brandon Martin. We're going to talk about boggling Joe Biden with my next guest also. So because time is of the essence and I've only got him for an hour, let's jump right into it. Kurt Schilling joins me. Kurt, welcome to the program. I had a tremendous 2 days with you. Was that life-changing? It was for me. What are your thoughts?
It was. It was not as life-changing as the haunted television, but it was life-changing.
Do you want to tell? The cat's out of the bag. I guess we're going to have to tell the story. I have to tell the story.
Yeah, that's fine. I would prefer you did.
Okay. You heard me talk about I'm not going to mute your mic because I want to hear you laughing at me. I could, but I'm not. I'm not because I'm man enough. I got broad shoulders. I told you my ghost story in Tombstone, Arizona a few weeks ago, listener, if you were paying attention. A number of you wrote me about that, telling me you had similar experiences, and I'm sure you did. I've had bizarre experiences in the past. But in this particular case, I have to tell you that it was brought to my attention that Kurt Schilling was standing outside my room with his remote control turning my television on and off. So,
that prank don't that was a Hall of Fame level execution, is what it was. Because to have you tell the story and to listening to you tell the story the whole time, knowing full well, that was so great.
I was driving. Kurt and I were driving. We had Brandon Martin in the back seat. We were on our way back from the border, which we will talk about momentarily. Somehow the conversation came up about the haunted room, and I saw Kurt lean back and say, watch this. And then he went on to expose his, Hall of Fame. I got to tell you, you're going to be in the Hall of Fame next year, and I guarantee that that was Hall of Fame level. So I appreciate that, but I have broad shoulders. I said, you know, I got to tell my audience now. So there you have it, listener. I got pranked by the best of the best. Not only can he throw a hell of a splitter, he can prank him with the best. He's right up there. I'm going to guess you learned that.
I'm not going to lie. It makes me feel that all the immaturity over the years has paid off.
Well, it did. And I appreciate being the subject of it because I'm laying there in bed going, you got to be kidding me. This cannot be happening to me in this hotel room. So there you have it. The Wyatt Earp room is fine. Go stay at the Larian. All right, Kurt, we were in Tucson for really an incredible campaign event with Brandon Martin. That was a blast. I played in the previous hour, which you didn't hear, but I'll just give you a quick synopsis. I played two segments of my interview with Brandon talking about the importance of, number one, the Second Amendment, taking back that district and how important the Second Amendment was to his constituents. And also that people, he said to me, when you have the state, as you know, your home state turning purple, people that move there don't know how to be free, do they? Tell us a little bit about your perspective on the event.
It was a powerful experience getting to see. I grew up in Arizona, so the illegal immigration issue is not a joke. I understand the seriousness of it, and I've seen it, how it impacts and affects people, communities, and states. But I hadn't, you know, it's been so long since I've been there, and we were hearing from people that are really at the tip of the spear. Oh. And listening to the farmers talk and listening to the people talk and to the law enforcement, the sheriff was who, my goodness, what a great guy.
Yeah.
And then matching that up or trying to size that up with what the news has been telling me is very disappointing. Disappointing is, in my mind, too light of a word. It should be criminal. because the things that are happening and the things that are being reported, in my opinion, are leading to the causes of death in people on the border. And when you look at what the Democrats are doing and how they're posing it, it's the most disingenuous, disgusting thing I've ever seen. And so, you know, all that aside, the thing was amazing. It was an incredible experience. And it just emphasized everything that the president has been saying. For, you know, it's like anything else. He turns out to be right every single time. You'd think the left would get tired of being wrong every time. But he was right about the spying. He was right about the no collusion. He was right about the corruption in Puerto Rico. He was right about, he's been right every time. The problem is that you know, we talked about this a couple times this weekend. We don't, your microphone is one of the few that we have. The left has all of them. The left has the megaphone. They have Hollywood, they have the media. And this election, and I believe the next 6 years in this country, the battle is all about information. And that's, you know, this show, my God, when I think about how little people are able to get from the media, this show becomes of paramount importance. I mean, it's getting, because people don't hear it. People need to know what's actually happening, and they don't. And, you know, we got to see it firsthand. And I was just blown away. I really was. I was aghast, sad. It's sad. I mean, listening to the farmers who have lost spouses. Mr. Getz was killed. His wife was there. Why? What? And I said it was funny because I had tweeted out, you know, we were recording it, and I put it up, for anybody that doesn't know, I put it up on my Facebook, Mark. I have both, all the videos up.
Good.
Somebody responded to me, why should the national media cover that? And I responded, yeah, you're right. President Trump's love of Diet Coke is far more important than what's happening at the border. You know, it just to put that into perspective, what the media is trumpeting as a priority is embarrassing and disgusting and all the other things. But we're at a time and a place now, Mark, where I think when you look at what's happening to the Second Amendment, it should terrify people. Red flag laws, and I don't care if you open that door and you heard Nancy Pelosi say it, we just want to get our foot in the door.
Yeah.
If they get their foot in that door, I don't think I'm being melodramatic at all, and I'm not terrified and I'm not angry saying it. Life as we know it is forever changed.
Let me say this about the red flag. I'm glad you brought that up. When you and I were sitting, and we had literally front row seats. It was Brandon, myself, and Kurt in the front row listening to Sheriff Mark Dannell, the county prosecutor, some other law enforcement, a couple sergeants, talking about and showing video and film and statistics. It was incredible. Then the question and answer session afterward that Kurt's referring to, so much meat in what you just said. But one of the first questions asked during this from a rancher on the border who lives this nightmare every single day, hundreds of people coming across her property weekly. And the first question out of her mouth was, do you support red flag laws, is what she asked the sheriff. Why would she ask that question? She asked that question because she's down there. These people require their guns to survive. Kurt. The federal government with red flag laws, these people were petrified. The Second Amendment was brought up on multiple questions by multiple ranchers who are concerned about the government coming after their firearms, the very tools they use to survive. Am I being melodramatic?
It's exactly what we talked about. What I just said earlier, it's a battle for information. People don't understand, you know, the media has been espousing and backing and validating this common sense gun control, and we need more gun control, and blah, 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 blah. And the fact of the matter is most of the people saying these things have no idea what the existing laws currently are. To go past the existing laws right now, you have to skirt due process. And I that sounds very innocent, but think about that. You have to get rid of due process because basically, so you're hearing people, some of the people talking about it, and you heard, a couple people surprising us. We can talk about, well, you know, a family member report, you know, because they're talking about the shooter. What was it? The El Paso shooter whose parents went to the police. And the police said, there's nothing we can do because he legally acquired it, blah, blah, blah. My two things come to mind, number one. Number one, if you're living in my home and you have firearms, I don't think you should have them. I'm taking them, number one. Number two, how many times have we seen in this country domestic violence with spouse to spouse, spouse to child, blah, 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 where in the heat of the moment, somebody could just look at their police officers and say, this guy is threatening to shoot me.
All right, I need to stop you. Let me stop you there because we're getting ready to take a break. We're going to continue the conversation with Kurt when we come back. I don't want to miss anything, so I don't want to have to stop him. That works perfect. Back after this. Don't go away. Buckle in.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Unfortunately, in today's day and age, you just can't trust the system. That's why the USCCA stands by their members and their promise of education, training, and protection. Every responsibly armed American needs to get USCCA coverage now before it's too late. Even law-abiding, responsible gun owners are at risk to lose everything in today's world. So don't think it can't happen to you. You've worked hard on what you have. Don't let a rigged system take it all away. Visit USCCA.com to learn more. That's USCCA.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate, quick, and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back, Armed American Radio's Monster Cast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Gunbroker.com. Don't forget to visit gunbroker.com. So many of you are. I'm getting the emails. When you find fun stuff at gunbroker.com, please send me an email. Let me know what you found. And yes, I'm still looking for the Colt Python. I had to give that away last week. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Visit gunbroker.com. They support this program. We support them. That's how this equation works. It's how it's all put together. Gunbroker.com. Let's go back to Kurt Schilling. Kurt, so much meat. I hate the break. You were talking about domestic violence. I have a feeling I know where you're going. Continue that conversation, if you will, regarding red flags.
It's where we've gone every time. When you talk about gun laws, you start to get irrational responses. And for me, my biggest problem is that if a red flag law basically means, I don't think that's a good name for it, although the left is going to keep it and love it because it sounds harmless. I would call it the absence of due process law. You're talking about removing the constitutional rights of American citizens based on word of mouth. That should terrify anybody and everybody. And you know, the left talks about, oh, you love your guns more than you love kids. You know, I'm done. I'm done answering those stupid things. No, I don't. Nobody does. Nobody says that. It's just like race. The left will introduce anything they can to make the conversation go in a direction other than facts. But the bottom line is the red flag laws are an open door to remove due process from the government's path to take your firearms. And when you know, when they say, oh, they don't want your guns, you know what? We're well past that. We now know they do. The left has made no, and I said this before, like, if you put an amendment in front of Congress today or the Senate to eliminate the Second Amendment, every Democrat in office would sign it. Hands down. I don't doubt that for a second.
Oh, I don't either. You're 100% spot on about that. And not one, if you want proof of that, listener, all you've got to do is look at what happened in New Zealand and find out the fact, and just recognize the fact, I should say, not find, but recognize the fact that not one Democrat candidate in the clown posse running on the socialist communist ticket, not one decried it, not one. Every one of them, in fact, said, look what they can do. Why can't we do it here? That was a total confiscation of your firearms. Now,
it wasn't a buyback.
You can't buy back something you've never owned.
Well, and you can, it's not a buyback where you're breaking the law if you don't participate. You know, that's where I had, it wasn't a buyback, it was a confiscation. And, you know, Democrats hate to hear the fact that today there are more guns and more violence in New Zealand and Australia than there were pre-ban. That's just fact. And it gets back to these people despise when we talk about things that have to do with, facts and figures.
You know, facts are, I like to say this, facts are a harsh mistress to a liberal Democrat. That's not fair. Facts are a harsh mistress to a socialist and moving towards communism now, what I'm seeing in this party. Let me go back to Biden for a second. You touched on a number of things I want to get your opinion on for listeners. Biden is out now. Steve Gutowski from the Free Beacon. Most popular rifle in America only for killing people. Let me tell you what Biden had to say about that. It violates no one's Second Amendment rights to say you can't own certain weapons. You're not allowed to own a bazooka. You can't own a flamethrower. Those who say the Tree of Liberty is watered with the blood of patriots, they are making the case you have to have enough firepower to take on the government if they come after you. Well, you need a lot more than an AK-47 or an AR-15. The point of the matter is they are for no reason other than to kill people. And he went on. And Joe Biden essentially is saying you cannot. Let's just put it in perspective here is what he said. He was arguing that resisting tyrannical government would be futile.
Yeah.
How do you respond to Joe Biden and this crap coming out of his mouth?
Same way I responded to Eric Swalwell mentioning the threat of a nuclear response. These people are stupid. And when I say stupid, I mean they're stupid. And they... And I guess part of it, the reason I get so angry now is because I'm offended at how dumb they think I am.
Ah, there you go.
And the fact of the matter is that you've heard, these people have made no phones about the fact that if they were in control and in power, nobody but the government would have firearms.
Right.
That doesn't scare people. I'm not really sure what will. And you've got a group of people, I don't know how big they are, 40, 50 million people, who are still dumb enough or ignorant enough or uneducated enough to believe handing more control over your liberties and rights and your life to a group of the most corrupt human beings on the planet is a good thing. I mean, hey, all you got to do is say the name Jeffrey Epstein.
Right on. Let me go back to that. Let's go back to the hand. I like what you said about the being offended about how stupid Joe Biden thinks you are. I took Joe Biden's commentary on my right to own the weapon that I own as a threat. I take that as a threat. Joe Biden is threatening me. And when he tells me you can't take on a tyrannical government, from a man who's done nothing but be a government official and politician his whole life, that's a threat.
Yep.
He's telling me you can't defeat me. If I want you, I'll get you.
Right.
And I take that very, very seriously. I think you agree that that's a threat?
Right, right. And here's the thing. You know, if you watch the way you and I react and conservatives react versus liberals, liberals think that we're hysterically fearful of our guns being taken. I would say we're just comfortable with who we are. If you're not going to take my guns. It's not going to happen. And if it happens, I won't be around when you do. That's not an idle threat. I'm not being a badass. I have constitutional rights, and I'm tired of you not recognizing that.
We discussed, go ahead, finish.
No, I was going to say, you know, we talk to law enforcement officers. I think there's a vast majority of them and armed forces people. I think the left is very confused in what would actually happen should they try to do this. I don't think they're going to have as many fans or as many people on their side as they believe they might.
No, I don't think they will. And I think they miss when I hear that's why I take this as a threat. And for me, when somebody makes a threat like that, I believe that's coming from someone who is not real sure or steadfast in their convictions. To make a threat like that, about a particular, which it happens to be the most popular gun in America. I'll go ahead and take us to the break with this so I don't have to cut you off. Stephen Gutowski made this very, very clear. This is what Joe Biden is missing. And I'll quote him. He says, it's unclear why the former VP believes the subset of rifles are only used for killing people when FBI data indicate 403 people were murdered with rifles of any kind in 2017. Fewer than were murdered with knives, blunt objects, or fists. Additionally, rifles like the AR-15 are commonly used by owners for home defense, hunting, and shooting sports. Biden has also advocated strict new gun control measures during the entire campaign. In the first debate, as you know, listener, he proposed banning the sale of all guns except for theoretical smart guns. Okay, so this is the direction that the left wants to take you, and I'll leave it at this. I'm going to run out of time here. But suffice to say, this is the direction that the left wants to take you. Biden is simply towing the line of the Communist Socialist Democrat Party. When we come back after the break, we'll have more conversation with Kurt Schilling. We've got him for the hour. So stick around. Make sure not to disappear. Not now, because we're going to cover a lot of ground with Kurt Schilling here on Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Back right after this.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 things that could land you behind bars or help keep you out of them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
Okay, this one all ends on Friday. My friends at the USCCA are giving you two free chances to win $1,776 in their 4th of July Freedom Giveaway. That $1,776 gets you a Ruger Mini 14 Tactical Rifle, Otis Cleaning System, a 9-line American flag wooden sign, and ammo. But it all ends this Friday. So here's what I need you to do. Take out your smartphone and text GET to 87222. You can do it in seconds. The official rules are on the page, and you'll instantly get two free chances to win $1,776. That's $1,776 just for texting GET to 87222. It's free money. Don't leave it sitting on the table. It's part of a great cause, too. Defending your Second Amendment rights. That's what the USCCA does. They protect responsible gun owners like us. If this is your absolute last chance to get your free Ruger, Otis cleaning system, and 9-line wooden flag, your two free chances to win are waiting. Don't waste them. Text GET to 87222 to get entered. Again, that's GET to 87222.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get four free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com. Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, Crossbreed Holster Studios with me. We're continuing the conversation with Kurt Schilling, jumping right back in. Kurt, Joe Biden and the threats that I take as a threat, as I told you in the previous break. Let me get your comment right after you hear this. On CNN with Anderson Cooper, you probably remember this, Biden said when he was asked to gun owners out there who say, well, a Biden administration means you're going to come for my guns. Biden's response was, bingo, you're right if you have an assault weapon. Who the hell is Joe Biden think he is?
Right. No, I mean, again, if it happens, it's our fault from here on out. They've told us. We know. Right? I mean, we know. We know what they want.
Such a great point. Such a great point. They've told us they're willing it.
Right. And at least they, you know, here's what you have to ask yourself, in my opinion. What conditions have to be in play for them to be comfortable saying the things they're saying? Because 5 years ago, they wouldn't have been caught dead saying it. Things have changed to the point where they can now be anti-Second Amendment and be a favorite for the presidency on the left. You think about that.
Yeah, media, I think, has a lot to do with that, because the media, you agree, gives them carte blanche. I mean, these people can say anything they want, and the in-the-tank media will never question them, right? I mean, that's how dangerous of a place we're in. Isn't that true?
Yeah. Yeah. And again, if that doesn't terrify you or scare you, then I don't know what else to tell you. I really don't. I'm at a point in time where I don't really care anymore about what people think like that. I just, hey, all right. Like I said, if it happens, it's our fault. And then, and there's nothing, we can't complain about it. We can't, you know, so.
Well, that goes back to when you and I were sitting up on the panel at Brandon's event, at the campaign event, I made a comment, and it was interesting before I go there. Did you notice how many of the cards, the questions were gun related, right?
Oh, yeah.
The vast majority were firearm related. This is a huge issue. But I made a comment in response to one of those questions. I said that a good friend of mine, David Kodria, the individual who broke the Fast and Furious, said to me, and he said it on this program, he said, we cannot have our guns confiscated in America. It's not possible. We have a Second Amendment that protects that right. We can only give them up.
Yep.
Wow, what a profound statement, right?
Yep.
And isn't that what you just meant?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, we've been warned. I guess you could say the line in the sand has been drawn. And, you know, I'm not, contrary to what the left would have you believe, I'm not panicking. I'm not freaking out. I'm not, you know, I'm just telling you that I understand where we're at. And I'm not okay with it, but I'm also very aware. And if you don't vote now, well, you know, I don't know. I don't even know what to say to people that aren't involved in the process, because if it's not obvious that they're coming after the rights they're coming after, no, I can't help you.
It's not just gun rights. I made the comment in a previous segment, Kurt, in the previous hour. I said, if you're a gun owner and you're not voting, you're no friend of mine. I don't want to talk to you. Don't email me. I don't want you listening to this program. If you're a gun owner and you're too stupid to vote because you think for whatever excuse you have, I can beat back every excuse you can give me. There is no excuse. Is that a fair statement or am I being too harsh?
Right. No, that's right. There is no too harsh anymore. We've seen these people and who they are and what they believe in and what they, I mean, this is a group of wannabe militants who are, I don't want to say, well, yeah, I will say they're stupidly violent, in ways that don't make any sense. The things that they get mad about and the things that they get illogical about to me many times just don't make sense, but we're here. And again, if this happens, if we see Second Amendment laws move in a direction that scares us, we have nobody to blame but ourselves.
You're right. You know, listener, let me make this point to you. What Kurt is telling you is something that I've said on this program for years, and that is he's gotten to that point. He's accepted the situation. And I've tried to teach you this over the years. Probably when you're talking about, for example, awareness, your own self-awareness, the one thing that you cannot do is fail to accept the situation. You must accept what's happening. You cannot take your own personal self-defense. You can't take it seriously if you don't. If that's not happening to me, that guy's not coming after me with that knife. It's happening to you. You have to accept it. Kurt, you've gotten to a point, if I hear you correctly, and I know I have because we talked about it together all weekend, or Thursday and Friday anyway, you've gotten to a point where you've said essentially enough. I know what these people want. And at this stage of the game, if they get it, it's because it's my fault, right? Is that summing it up right?
That's exactly right. It's you know, you heard me talk about this this weekend. Apathy is why we are where we are. Let's be very clear about that. I mean, we have gotten what we deserve in many ways. It's just like we got Trump because we were apathetic when Obama ran. I don't know about you, but I'm okay taking the heat for that. But I'm not going to do it again. I'm not going to sit on my ass again. And that's why. Well, hell, that's why I was in Arizona.
Yeah, that's why I was there, and that's a fair statement. Right. We were there for the same reasons. I agree 100%.
I got a lot more things I could do with my life than travel across country to campaign for somebody. But it's that important now. It matters that much. And if people don't think it does, then, you know, I look at it like I look at the same thing I look at voting. If you don't vote in an election, shut your mouth. You're not allowed to speak for 4 years. You don't get to complain. You don't get nothing because you didn't care enough to exercise the most important right we own, by the way. And if you, that's fine. If you choose not to, this is the same thing. If you're not standing up now and making a statement, then I don't want to hear you. I don't care.
At a point in time in the history of this country right now, where when I say so much is at stake, that's kind of a, you know, a worn out bumper sticker thing. This is the most important election of our lifetime. We can go back to every election. We've heard that.
Yeah.
But this is different. We're not talking about the election. We're talking about the fate of the nation is at stake.
Right.
The, as you said, the line in the sand has been drawn. One of these sides is eventually going to emerge a victor. And you had better hope it's not the socialist left or the country that you grew up in, young man, young woman, old woman, is gone forever.
Yep.
And your children will never know what you knew. And that's exactly where they want to take this country. Kurt, the whole Arizona, you mentioned Arizona, and you know you got better things to do than travel across the country to for a campaign, but yet you do it. And I want to talk a little bit about why I mentioned that in the first hour of the program, that one individual seat. I answered the listener's question, what am I doing in District 2 in Arizona? Why is it so important that we go out there and talk to this individual and help him get elected? And because I know you, of course, being from Arizona, you understand this far more than I do, and I'm pretty plugged into this stuff. You know that if this seat stays blue, and the rest of that, I guess the wave continues in Arizona, we lose Arizona. Boy, I'll tell you what, the rest of the nation's going to soon follow. You've got 30 seconds for that response, then we'll take a break and come back. Go ahead.
Listen, it's one of the reasons I reconsidered running for office. I told you the other day, and no, I haven't said anything publicly, but I'm considering going back to Arizona and running for a congressional seat, one of the blue ones, because let's be very clear about this, Mark. It's our fault. We had the House and the Senate, and we did nothing. I blame because the Republican Party we voted for is no longer the Republican Party in office. But the fact of the matter is, if you're not going to get off your ass and do something, again, you're going to have to keep your mouth shut, because this is the most pivotal time. Hey, we've always known, right?
Yeah.
This country will not fall from a foreign adversary.
No, it'll fall from within. Let me take that to the break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up with Kurt Schilling. I've got to ask him a question about what we just heard. Don't go away.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Would you like to join a community of over 2 million like-minded people for free? Well, now is your chance. Just find the official USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Unfortunately, in today's day and age, you just can't trust the system. That's why the USCCA stands by their members and their promise of education, training, and protection. Every responsibly armed American needs to get USCCA coverage now before it's too late. Even law-abiding, responsible gun owners are at risk to lose everything in today's world. So don't think it can't happen to you. You've worked hard on what you have. Don't let a rigged system take it all away. Visit USCCA.com to learn more. That's USCCA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a 2-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast Studios. You just heard Kurt Schilling say on Armed American Radio that he is considering moving back to Arizona to pick off a blue congressional seat. Kurt, do you want to elaborate on that? That's a huge statement to make on national radio.
I think your listeners are smart enough to know what I just said and what I meant. You know, I mean, I it's something that I have, you know, I was considering it here. It just didn't seem like the thing to do. I didn't want to put my family through it, but it's something that my wife and I have talked about, and she's now becoming more and more comfortable with the potential. So it's obviously we're still quite a few discussions away, but yeah, it's something we're absolutely considering.
All right. I'll leave it at that. That's fair enough. I don't want to put you in any position but you just heard Kurt Schilling say that he is in fact considering and is in discussion with his family about heading back to Arizona to pick off a blue seat. Kurt, I got to be honest with you. If you do that out there, you're going to win that election. I've been through the state with you on more than one occasion in various areas and traveled, and I've seen the reaction that you draw from people. Let's go there for a second. I got to be honest with you. First responders, man, toughest job in the world. Those guys and gals, yeah, they get out there on those fire trucks and those ambulances and those police cruisers, and they do it. And then when they do it, and you think, man, they got to go back and do it again. That's just a part, yeah, of their day. You and I stopped at a fire station in Sierra Vista, and I've got photographs. I should put one up. But the look on their faces, I showed it to my family when I got home, the joy that you brought to people, those first responders, that's important for you, isn't it?
Well, it makes what I did for a living. That when I, you know, I've told you that's why I love doing what I did, because I have that now. I have the ability to make people smile and, you know, the things that go with that. And it's worth every minute of it. Just sitting around shooting the bull with those guys was my highlight of my trip.
It was a blast. I wish I had cameras in there. I mean, we took some pictures, but the individual who said, Kurt, man, I can't believe you're here. Dude, I was at game 7. And he knew every pitch you threw. And to hear the conversation was fascinating. When, listen, we were in there with Sheriff Mark Dannell, and it was very cool. We got to ride with the sheriff, did kind of a ride along with the sheriff. The woman in front of him with the taillight is out. You have no idea how lucky you are you didn't get pulled, because we wanted him to pull you over. I'm just telling you that.
Yeah.
We begged him to pull you over. Didn't we?
Yep.
I don't know if that's wrong to say or not, but we wanted to while we were with the sheriff. He did not.
I was literally trying to reach for the lights. I wanted to flip them on.
Yeah, it was an awful lot of fun. And let's go back now to the – well, let me say this, too. We had attempted to go to Fort Huachuca while we were there. You wanted to stop in and see the troops. And we made a phone call. Brandon Martin made a phone call. We had access to the post, but we ran out of time. And I want to make that very clear that listener who you're hearing on the radio here cares so much about this country and the direction it goes. And you've been to Afghanistan how many times in active war zones?
Twice.
Two times. Highlight of your life, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Man, I mean, it's really something. Some of the stories that you told were just riveting.
Yeah.
Let's go now back to the, I'm going to call it, it was a town hall. That was life-changing for me, Kurt. I've been to town hall before. I've been to very boring zoning meetings. But when I heard the women stand up and talk about, a woman talk about her husband being murdered on the ranch, and then, a week or two later, as she's coming out of church, what appears to be another cartel hit on her to silence her when a vehicle hit her and almost killed her. To hear these stories and then to find out that Tucson is actually even considering on a ballot initiative, because they've got enough signatures to make Tucson a sanctuary city, when every single one of those people will flow through Cochise County, just blows my mind. You're from Arizona. You care to elaborate on that? What you saw and heard?
No, I can't. I was so caught off guard by that stance and that statement that I wasn't really sure what to say or how to react. I have no idea. I don't understand. Well, let's put it this way. You and I heard the fact that the cartels are running the legal marijuana distribution places in Colorado.
Yeah.
The Mexican cartels are running the marijuana dispensaries in Colorado. And the last I checked, Colorado wasn't on the border. That those people would be that close to that much danger, that much crime, human trafficking, and feel sympathy. And we're not talking about illegals with, very few of what we're talking about has anything to do with the family. This is the cartel smugglers. This is the cartel human traffickers. That we wouldn't, that they wouldn't on the border be wholly in support of anything these people could ever do for them just absolutely stuns me.
I sat in the meeting with you. I heard everything that Kurt just told you, listener. I sat shocked. I was filming it, and what I was seeing on the screen and what I was hearing, and then listening to the people behind us who are living this and hearing their frustration, talking to law enforcement that is doing the best that they can do. And we're talking about an individual that has the ear of President Trump, by the way. Kurt, Sheriff Dannell had made it very clear, and you and I have become good friends with Mark Dannell. He's a super incredible human being. He's as genuine as they get. He's got the ear of the president now, so they're taking this serious, I'm hopeful.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know how you could do anything, but I don't understand it, Mark. But we're at a time and a place where I'm done saying I can't believe.
Yeah.
Because the amount of stuff that I can't believe no longer stacks up. What I've seen, what I've heard, my God. I mean, well, again, it's our fault. We got ourselves here. And the only way we're going to get out is to fix it. And fixing it is going to be it's going to be hard.
It's going to be difficult. It's going to be more than one election cycle, but it's got to start here. Your quick thoughts, what happens if Trump loses this election? God forbid.
Our country ceases to become what it is. And I don't know what that means, but any of these idiots running on the left gets power, we're in trouble. Our rights, our constitutional rights will change. Let's put it that way.
You know a number of people in the Senate, and I apologize for that sound that probably just came through, but that's from the call we have, listener. Don't worry about it. Do you know a number of senators. You know a number of congressmen. Heck, you've been on Air Force One with George Bush. How concerned are you about the U.S. Senate right now, simply because of what you're seeing with the gun control push now and some seemingly cave, what appears to be caving? We don't know what's going to come out of that yet, but it appears that some senators are going to cave in on this issue to the left. How bad does that concern you on other issues as well?
It concerns me. I'm not sure how bad yet, honestly, Mark. I'm not sure because the media is trying as hard as it can to get the narrative out. And, you know, I'm relying on my information with that stuff kind of on you.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the contacts and the people you're speaking with and the people I know you know and all the things go with that. I'm kind of letting you be the bellwether for me in this, in the sense that I'm not going to react or over it. Here's the other thing. I'm a pretty collected guy. I'm not going to freak out about anything.
Well, I'm going to have to stop you there because we're going to have to end this hour. But if you're going to use me as a bellwether, let me tell you this. I'm extremely concerned based on what I'm seeing. However, there is I now know, as you know, because we talked about it in Arizona, that the White House is, in fact, reaching out to Mr. Alan Gottlieb of the Second Amendment Foundation, and that's encouraging. So I'll leave it at that. Armed American Radio's MonsterCast is going to continue in the next hour. But for now, you know the routine. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Back right after this.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.